Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Yeah, man. Welcome to Browns Guardians Radio stuff. Where'd you find this one at? This is pretty good. Did you make this with your band?
Yes.
Just want to make sure. Sounds
Dan
like
and the Deftones.
Who is it?
Dan and the Deftones. That's who did it.
It sounds pretty good. I don't know. It's not bad, is it? You like it?
Sure.
He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. Interesting day today. I mean, we've had some interesting conversations. Scott Petrak at 11 o'clock talking Browns. Tyvus Powell talking Browns with us as well at noon, trying to pick up the pieces after the loss from yesterday. Coming up at 1 o'clock, Kevin Stefanski. We are going to talk about the Guardians again. A reminder, they had playoff tickets go on sale at 10 o'clock this morning. And I'm just absolutely blown away by the response of the fans of this town and how they were able to pack the park over the last couple of days. I wonder how many folks are coming over from Detroit for this series.
At 1 o'clock, not as many.
Yeah. Maybe that was a good thing then, don't you?
Let's go with that.
I don't know. And people keep asking, did the Guardians, you know, did Major League Baseball and ESPN say to the Guardians? Yeah, they did. We know it. We get it. We understand it. But what other markets are we fighting? We're fighting against New York, Chicago, L.A.?
L.A. Yeah.
So guess what's going to happen? You're going to end up being the 1 o'clock game. So I hope we have respectful bosses out there, folks that aren't going to get mad at you for taking some time off, schools that will be okay with the fact that you could actually have some quality time with someone in your family if you take a day off from school to go watch them play. If you want me to, I'll talk to their principal for you. I'll be all over it if you want me to. I'm happy to do that.
Math teachers, let me know. I could tell you how we could do baseball math lessons.
That's right. There are lessons to be learned. Mm-hmm. You know, weather. We can talk about weather, right? Geometry. Social studies.
Geometry, for sure. Physics. A little physics in there.
Language. Are you kidding?
That's terrible in geometry.
I mean, come on.
Can I say as a part-time substitute teacher that if you can make it, you should play hooky?
Why should you even have to play hooky? Just be honest with the schools. Hey, we feel this is of educational value to take said child to game over the next couple days. We realize that the playoffs are a special time of year for sports and athletics. We want to make sure our kids are physically fit. We want to show them, except for the first baseman for the Rangers, we want to show them that you can be physically fit, and we want them to be, you know, one with the community. We're teaching social stuff. I could think of a million reasons why you would want to take your kid out of school tomorrow to let him go watch the game. Right? You guys with me on this?
Rowdy Tellez is a delight. Why would you speak of him such a way?
It's all about education, Andy. It's not necessarily about sitting in a classroom.
That's right. It's about field experience, Jeff.
It's about education.
It's field experience. And why not? And we're also talking about geography. Like, you get to know the city a little bit better.
Detroit. Okay, there I learned a city.
Well, no, I was more thinking let's just say you were driving, give me a random town, Kirtland. I'm just random town, Lake County. Son, this is how the international highway, or daughter, this is how the international highway system works. This is an even numbered highway, 90. What does that mean, kids? That's right. That means it goes east and west. Now, if I turn down 77, where are we going? North and south? I mean, think about the educational value your kid's going to get by going to the game tomorrow. If you need more, just let me know. We'll take care of you. Phone lines are packed because there's plenty of educational value that we can gather from the Browns.
Is there? Are we sure?
I don't know if educational value.
I would not call it educational value.
There's something.
I brought this up before we went to break, and I was talking about a label on one of our players. Can we stop with Jerry Jeudy being a number one? Because I don't know what other team in the NFL he would be at number one. Do you?
You know, I hate the whole idea of number one, number two.
I know you. I actually thought you liked it a lot.
I've said since Jerry got here, he's nobody's number one. He just happens to be the best wide receiver on this
team.
But
he's his mom's number one.
All I've said since he's been here is he's nobody's number one. He's just the best receiver on this team. And he still is, by the way. Jerry can play on my team, but, you know, he's look around the league. He's not comparable to other players who are labeled as those number one guys. He wasn't in Denver. If he was, he would have still been there.
That's true. I just don't. I think if you can settle into the fact that he could be a two or three on this team, he might. Your
there
expectations
you go with the
would change.
How about just throw him the pass and let him.
How about
hang
I look
it?
At it from the number standpoint? And you don't. That's all there is to it.
He has 13 catches on 30 targets. Oh my goodness! Think about that, Andy. You don't Jeff. Like to do math.
No, I don't.
Even you know that's not good.
Rhino went to Detroit. Rhino.
Hey, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. I'll tell you, man, first off, Andy, I'm liking the personality today. Actually, first off, I forgot to ask you, gentlemen, may I step in your office for Browns Therapy Monday?
Yes, you may. Here's a fake script, dude. It's not going to get you anything anywhere. Thank you.
Let me sign this real quick. Prop my feet up there. All right, man. It is Browns Therapy Monday, but it is just like you guys. I'm feeling good. I hate to say it, I bet against the Browns yesterday at the game and won victoriously. Half my scenario was cheering for the Browns. The other half was not.
Rhino, we love you. I got 30 people on hold. You got to get to it today. Sorry about that. I love you. I just want you to know that. Get to it. We got. What do you want to talk about?
You got a man. So the Browns moving forward again, you alluded to obviously what we have in front of us with the wide receiver scenario. We really don't have anything. Offensive line is just a joke and shambles. Yeah. We really don't know what we're moving forward with. I believe, like you alluded to, with Dylan going forward in London is the automatic scenario. We got to see what we have at least, and now is the time to do it. There really is no optimism moving forward this year. I feel that we just need to see at least the one thing we can do this year in particular is the quarterback scenario. And again, we have to see if these guys are real or not so we can move forward with the draft next year or whomever else is out there. Yep. With that being said, I guess the only optimism is these quarterbacks. Hopefully they can pull it off. Anyway, guys, great show as always. Thanks for taking my call.
Rhino, thank you. We appreciate your phone call. He's right. I at some point, we got to see what these guys can do. It's just where we are. It's where this franchise is. Mark's in Cleveland. Hi, Mark.
Andy, man.
Hey.
That's what we were trying to tell you from the beginning, man.
What are you trying to tell me?
Should have never started Joe Flacco because we knew what we was going to get, man. And I don't want to hear all these people up here talking about the drop passes and offensive line because they weren't saying that last year when Watson had the same issues.
Mark, did you call and do this on the morning show?
No.
You sure? Did you call yesterday?
Absolutely. Mark calls us, Andy.
No, Mark, man, I swear I heard the same phone call. Maybe I'm having deja vu. Keep going. Sorry.
And the thing is, man, we had the same argument about the Watson last year, and nobody said nothing. We had the receiver to league in drops.
Watson had all, with the exception of, he at least had four out of the five offensive linemen, and those guys were catching the ball a little bit better.
That's dead wrong. That's dead wrong. And he lost one offensive lineman in the first game, and each game after that, he lost two offensive linemen per game.
I got to go back and look. That doesn't feel right.
But that's a fact. And see, all I wanted to do was just say you was wrong, Andy.
I'm wrong, but I'll tell you what. You want Watson? Start him. I'm good.
No, I don't want Watson.
Well, what do you want then? What are we arguing about? What do you
Watson
got?
Fan, but I don't want him anymore, man. Okay. I want to see those young boys and see what they got, man.
Mark, I'm with you. Mark, I'm with you. I'm not. We are one together. We are brotherhood. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks for having me on,
fellas. All right. Mark, feel the love. He's coming at me. I'm like, okay, what do you want? I wouldn't mind seeing these. They're 1-3. Where are they going? Where are they going? All right, maybe they win. They're 2-3. And all of a sudden, Flacco's the hero of the town. I mean, we had a kicker. We were ready to run out of town. Then he wins a game for us. Then yesterday, no one said. I haven't heard one word. Anyone say anything about Schmidt today? We're not. We're
he
done.
Missed a 56-yarder. People miss 56-yarders.
I was watching the late game last night. They weren't missing them. Okay. I was kind of enjoying that.
Let's go with that.
Especially when they're inside. Right?
Yeah, those
does
are automatic
the slack,
now.
Does the slack?
Yeah, you should make 56-yarders all the time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Are you being sassy with me?
Oh, Mr. They didn't miss him last night.
Okay. They didn't. I watched that game last night. I see these guys.
Brandon Aubrey and Brandon McManus.
It's getting frustrating here. We're going to have to get to baseball before we start throwing punches in here. Scott in a car. Hi, Scott.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello, Scott. Aggravated. Yes.
Hey, yeah, me too. So I'm tired of the Stefanski excuses. What was the narrative going into last season? We're going to make a deep run into the playoffs. And we went 3-14. Stefanski decides to make Dorsey the play caller, what, six games in? So he wouldn't be the scapegoat at the end of the year, so he could scapegoat Dorsey just like he did AVP. So at the end of the year, then it's going to run Kevin's offense. Well, now we see what running Kevin's offense does. And I know you talk about the talent on the team. If I remember correctly, Singletary couldn't do anything with the Niners, and Jim Harbaugh came in and took his talent and went to the Super Bowl. So at some point in time, we got to look at Stefanski and just say, this guy was supposed to be an offensive genius. I haven't seen genius at any point in time with this guy.
Early Baker, I liked him there. I'll give you that. Jeff? There were a lot of games where he came out and they had great game plans to start the game, and then things kind of went sideways after that.
Coaches pay the price when players don't do their job. And if this continues, Kevin will pay the price. So will Andrew Berry, unless ownership has worked out something else.
Kevin Stefanski's press conference straight ahead right here. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Plus, we're talking to Guardians.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.